What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Thank you, Sean Connery. Playing Celebrity Jeopardy for Stoney was the worst thing I ever did. Welcome. Rico's back. Kenny's married. David's back. We are now this dysfunctional Voltron. We are back in business.
Things Welcome. That happen when you take a few days off. New drops.
Listen, you also, I'm not going to repeat it because I can't. You also miss Stoney addressing a college football player by something. I don't care if it's a part of the mascot name. You can't say it. First name, the first part of the mascot is game. The last part rhymes with locks. He just used the last part.
You call somebody a Richard?
Yeah, a form of it. Or a name you would use for a chicken.
All righty.
Yeah, but other than that, he was well-behaved in your stead.
You got to love Grandpa Stoney.
We have to get into, we played a Red Wings thing for Eleanor a reason. Roosevelt. Eleanor. We just wanted to get to the bottom of something, much like Kenny's wedding. We talked to you yesterday. You know, it was a big discovery. He was relieved. They did some DNA testing. It wasn't his cousin. Also, no possum stew was served. Kenny was 2 for 2. Love was in the air.
Really?
What was it? What
they upgraded to rabbit stew?
Yeah.
We're not doing this 2 days in a row. We're just simply not doing this.
He also guided meth lab tour of the
UP. No, absolutely not.
We had a question collectively. Because, like with me, it's, I have one speed. Like when I take time off, I'm either somewhere warm with a beach or at a horse track. Or both. Like some tracks are in great locations. My point is, that's what I do. You're more of a mystery. We kind of thought about this, and like I made the joke, it wouldn't have shocked me if you're like, yeah, man, I'm on my way back from Cape Canaveral. I just did a spaceship tour or something. I'd be like, plausible.
This man did a day trip with no luggage.
Dude, I went to Thrift Store Con, like that place you were in Vegas.
Oh, wait, the one Evan, yeah.
You could buy a parakeet, a bottle of whiskey, a boombox, and a vintage comic book all in the same place.
That still scarred you.
I was horrifying. But like, we wanted to know, and if it's deeply personal, don't say it. It's like, I mistakenly said David was on vacation Friday. One problem. He was at a funeral.
Right.
My bad. But what is a Rico Beard late summer vacation?
You know what?
Was it educational?
No.
Okay.
You know what it was? It was just me relaxing at the house. And like I said,
Can we focus?
No, I mean, between that and I got the guys coming to build the basement. So we just, going over stuff like that. And honestly, Mike, really just sitting there chilling out on the deck. And
tell me you manned up and operated the grill again.
Yeah.
Good. Yes, he's back.
I had the two.
That's not me. You know I don't have that on my board.
I had the two pellet heaters out and just was out. I mean, because the nights were it was great.
Good.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it was just.
FanDuel had it -130. You were at SpaceX. So like we were.
That may be this weekend.
Okay. So. It's Travers weekend. You can't do that.
Oh.
Now listen.
Sarasota?
Yes. We played a Red Wings thing for a reason. And I think Rico said something really interesting to me. Because it kind of sounds like, seems like, feels like the same thing the Big Ten did with their bozo playoff plan amidst every national media member suplexing Michigan. Hey, don't look at that. Look at this. So the Red Wings have announced finally, and it's disgraceful it wasn't done sooner, Sergei Fedorov's number is getting retired. You go, oh, sweet.
About time.
Yeah. But what did you say pre-show? Because this, I wanted Kenny's opinion on it.
Are the Wings trying to make you feel nostalgic about the past so that you don't focus on the present? They want to make you feel good. Hey, remember when we were good? You remember. You remember the slap shot that Stevie had. Remember Sergei? We're retiring his number.
He wore Nike skates.
Hockey Town, folks. The octopus on the ice.
But Sergei getting his number retired is one of the oldest bits in this town. More on that in a second. Kenny, what is your response to what Rico said? Because I actually think he's onto something here.
So this is, let's keep two things in mind here, because the two things we have to think about is, one, this is their 100th year. They're doing the whole, which every hockey team does, by the way. It's not just unique to them. They put the logo at center ice. They do the big celebration, whatever. I think this is an appropriate time for them to be doing it. And the other thing that can be true at the exact same time is this could be a massive distraction to what the product on the ice is. I think both things can be true. But okay. Yes, I do think that there's credence to what Rico has to say.
I think he's on it. Now, here's my question. I view it as an old bit. I mean, Sergei's number should have been retired for 15 years now. Can we kill off a few other old bits, please? Like in Detroit sports?
Like?
Hockey Town. It's not Hockey Town.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Can we kill off Detroit basket? No.
No, that's back.
Get rid of it.
That's back.
Get rid of it with Mason. Enough. Old bit city. I wanted to know what other bits would rival Sergei needs his number retired. That is like SOL. That is right. And again, he deserved to have his number retired 20 years ago. But Rico, like, what is a bit you're tired of? You're a lifelong Detroiter. A sports bit you've had enough of.
A sports bit that I've had enough of. Ooh.
The dancing usher.
No, I would say yes, but he actually came back this year. So
get rid of him again.
Get rid of him again. You know what? Maybe the whole Detroit blue collar thing. Like, we can't have nice things. We can only have stuff from the Goodwill, hand-me-down stuff. Yeah, we don't want that guy. He's not gritty. He's not blue collar. We need tough guy. How about we get superstar? How about we get guy who really is above
best
all of that?
Best team in town is loaded with superstars.
Right. So, yes, that can we get rid of? You got to be blue collar to work here. No, you don't.
That's why, you know what? Another one I want to get rid of. Grit. If I got to hear the word grit again, it's going to drive me nuts.
Okay, good luck.
The Lions are a superstar-laden monolith. I don't want to hear about grit. Grit is suggestive of being a gym class hero, a try-hard. Oh, good, you're Rudy. That's not the Lions. No, the Lions are just better than you. I'm tired. Because it's like your bit, but yeah, a bit additive. I'm tired of everything in Detroit having to be lesser than.
Yeah. That's
blue collar.
Oh, you know, if it ain't rough, it ain't right.
Why?
You know, remember that for the Pistons? If it ain't rough, it ain't right. Like, or how about you just become the best team out there? And you know, we don't want to be like those L.A. or New York teams and spend money. We want our own hometown, grown guys, the dirt, the grit. Yeah,
I'll give you another one. I'll give you another one. I don't want to hear another word about the 84 Tigers. DGAF.
Oh, man.
Hey, did you know they went 35-5 to start the season? I don't care. Let it go. Nona's dead. I'm tired of hearing it.
Come on, man.
What?
That was my high school years, man.
Nona's gone, bro. I mean, you can visit the grave. It's still skull and bones. It's over. Look, first of all, the Fedorov thing. You buying or selling it? I think Rico and Kenny are onto something in that look. It kind of feels like a don't look over here, look over there. But
we didn't make major moves, but we used to be great.
Remember the good old
days. Right.
So the part two of this is simple. We are retiring one of the oldest bits in Detroit sports. Sergei needs his number retired, and he does, but it's done. What other bits would you like to see eliminated?
The Thanksgiving Day plain jerseys for the Lions.
Okay. David, do you have a suggestion?
I mean, it was fun the first time, Mike. It was fun. And now, okay, you got so many other jerseys to choose from. You just choose these basic jerseys that you can get from whatever that magazine was we used to buy stuff from, the sports gear from.
Yeah. East Bay Catalog. East Bay,
yes.
David, your thoughts.
All right, let me try. Let me try.
What did you see, Will Smith?
Well, what I want to get rid of is Tom Izzo and Mariucci grew up together. The whole Stafford and Kershaw. I want to get rid of all of that, okay? Joint Bell was a security guard. Oh. I don't care. End it. Please. And also in this.
Oh, you know that's coming back.
No, it's not. Don't ever bring it back.
David, when they get the World Series and they have to present the rings, they're going to hype that up.
You can go for it. What bits need to die? Hey, look, the Fedorov one going away is a good one. He deserves to have his number retired. But for the Hockeynistas, how honest do you think that all is? And then part two is just, okay, what other bits do we want to eliminate? Yeah. I think it's pretty easy. For me, number one with a bullet.
The Dancing Usher.
No, one and 1A would be Hockey Town. Just get it off the ice. This isn't Hockey Town. Cut it out. This is Bandwagon Town. Second of all, get rid of Detroit basketball. I can't take it anymore.
Man, that's their
identity, I can't take anymore.
Out of bounds?
Yeah, you're on the sideline.
Detroit basketball.
I think you're getting further away from that, Mike, because they brought back the final countdown for the playoffs last year.
But I liked that.
That was cool.
But I just don't need any more of the, let's play some basketball. Oh, it's not 04.
Also, I think mine might be SOL. I think that's the easy button answer because it's very, you know, overdone. But what my niche one might be a little bit of is we need to go back to bringing back a Bob Probert type of guy to this Red Wings team.
We got to get bigger on the blue line.
Well, stop saying that. It's not 1980.
Kenny, you got to roll four lines. Scotty used to say you got to roll four lines. You know, those Euros are a little soft. 248-539-9797. We'll get some phone calls. Yes, we're going to hear from Brad Holmes. But it's going to be primarily Rico responding. I've said it all. There's nothing more I can say. 97.1.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.